This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of Boston's most generous philanthropists has died. Ted Cutler made large donations to Emerson College and to arts organizations around the city. His family says he died of complications from lung disease. He was 86. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more.
Ted Cutler described himself as a Dorchester boy.
I think of him often as Boston's ultimate culture vulture.
That's Rob Orchard, founding director of Arts Emerson, which programs the Paramount and Cutler Majestic Theaters. He worked closely with Cutler for years and remembers him as a vigorous man who was out almost every night of the week.
He had a truly voracious appetite for live performance, including theater and dance and music. He's just an incredible figure with an unbelievable commitment, and philanthropically probably one of the most engaged members of the community across all the performing arts.
Opera included.
I think he was truly a philanthropist with a heart.
Cutler was an active patron of the Boston Lyric Opera. Esther Nelson is the artistic director.
I would meet him for breakfast like 3 or 4 times a year. It was sort of a ritual we had. And while his gifts always came without strings attached, he was deeply interested in what the company does. He's a loss. He's a friend as well as a philanthropist.
Cutler graduated from Emerson College in 1951 and went on to build a fortune through trade shows, corporate travel, and the Las Vegas hotel business. He and his wife shared their wealth with organizations including the Greater Boston Food Bank. Cutler was also on the Emerson College board for many years, and Orchard says he was instrumental in the school's move from the Back Bay, where it was founded in 1882, to Boston's theater district in the 21st century.
And as we all know, that decision helped to activate what was previously a pretty rundown area.
Cutler supported the restoration of Emerson's 12,000-seat Cutler Majestic Theater, as well as the historic Art Deco Paramount Theater, which is also owned by Emerson. In 2013, when Cutler was in his 80s, he founded and bankrolled Outside the Box, a multimillion-dollar arts festival on Boston Common. Orchard says admission was free because Cutler was determined to expose kids to culture, especially if they couldn't afford to experience it otherwise. Orchard calls Cutler a force of nature and remembers the art-loving octogenarian wandering around the summer festival in 90-degree weather in a golf cart.
Out of the Box Festival is really a testament to incredible commitment that he had. And we're all going to miss him.
Ted Cutler's funeral is Sunday at Temple Israel in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.